I want you to get together.
Hello everyone, how are we all doing? It's time for another Tips for Truthers. Yes, it will be now like 10 episodes in or something. It was like 10 weeks already. These Fridays are just rolling around like nobody's business. And I'm kind of terrified about just how fast time is moving these days. That being said, this is a good one. This is a good tip. This is something I think we always need to be reminded of. And it's kind of odd timing, really, because I follow a channel, you may have heard of him, called The Cult of Con. And I was just listening to his main character podcast this morning, and he brought up himself this exact point. And I got into my office this morning, you know, I got up my document, which I refer back to, which I made like 2 years ago when I did the original series on this. And the next one is this tip, which matches exactly what he was talking about. So it seems like it's in the air. Maybe this is something that needs to be discussed more. And I think it's always healthy to remind my fellow conspiracy theorists out there of this tip. And that is, sheeple are people. And I think you need to remember this. Okay. A lot of people in the conspiracy world, and you've probably done this yourself at some point, especially in the early stages of waking up, it's very easy to fall into this mindset as you kind of go through the many levels of waking up. You know, you have your red pill phase, your black pill phase, you know, your white pill phase, and then you kind of come to full circle and acceptance. And it's a process, but along the way you get angry. You tend to get angry. Okay, first it's like denial and fear, and then it's just anger and rage at the reality of the situation that's been hidden from you, and kind of the subjugation you're under, and the control mechanism that's everywhere. And yeah, you get pissed off, and you tend to lash out at the people around you who aren't aware and aren't awake. And it's easy to do. Trust me, I get it, because you're watching them just following the propaganda. You're watching them just do what the TV tells them to do and believe what the TV tells them to do, and do things to themselves and treat other people in certain ways and police other people and police themselves in ways which are just sad to watch. And you look at them, and it's easy to look at those people and really feel contempt for them. It's kind of like, look at them, they're just fools, just going with the flow of the propaganda and not questioning anything. And their actions and their decisions are quite literally affecting me and my freedoms and abilities. And they are willingly saying, you know, control me harder, big brother. You know, it's kind of, yes, please, more restrictions, daddy. You know, the big daddy government, like, please, you know, give me more taxes, please. You know, we've got to save the world from the carbon, right? It's kind of, they're just idiots. I know, I get what you're saying. Like, from our perspective, when you've kind of, your eyes have opened and you've thoroughly soaked in all the realities, it's not easy to look upon those who are still just going along with it all as fools. I get it, you know, especially because their actions are quite literally leading us all to hell. And if they all just woke up and stopped doing it, things would get better, you know. And that's why that feeling of contempt does arise within us. And again, I understand the urge to just call them sheeple and dehumanize them in a way. Like, they're just agents of the Matrix. You know what I mean? They're all just NPCs. They're non-playable characters in this world. They're just code in the machine, you know? And, like, people like us are the main characters. We've woken up, you know? We're outside of the machine. We're actually choosing what we choose. We actually make choices, real choices, you know? We have our own cognitive and physical freedom compared to these people just running along the lines that have already been predetermined to them. And they can't get off the line, you know? That type of stuff. But I think we forget you were one of those people at some point. Remember? There was a point where you were sleeping and nobody could wake you up. And you didn't want to be woken up. You were happy. You were comfortable in your slumber. You know, you're all snug and warm in the Illuminati control system blanket. You know, you're all nice and snuggly. And you didn't want to wake up, and you hated anybody who came in trying to do that. I'm sure you may have ridiculed a conspiracy theorist or two in your time when you were still asleep, you know? And I think we need to remember that we need to have empathy for these people. We need to pray for them. We need to actually realize they need to be saved. Okay. And yes, I don't just mean that in the biblical sense, though I do mean that literally everyone needs to be saved in a biblical sense. But if you're just going to get back to conspiracy stuff and get rid of the religious stuff, let's use saved in that context. You know, they need pulling out of it, don't they? They need to be slapped. You need to wrestle with them and put the glasses on their face like in They Live so they can actually see what you finally see. And they're going to fight you. They're going to struggle. And yes, you know, they tend to have a herd mentality like sheep. So it's an apt description. But what we're trying to do is make them individuals again. Okay. And you're not going to get there by being derogatory towards them. You're not. Have you ever been convinced by somebody who called you names? Like, or did you instantly dismiss everything they have to say and say, well, that guy was a bit of a dick? You know, think about it. You've got to be ambassadors for the truth. These are the tips I've talked about. And if you've made it this far, you know what I already know what I'm on about. You've got to present this information in a way that actually people want to listen to you. You've got to be cool, man, you know. And people like it when you're nice to them. People like it when you treat them with respect. People like it when you treat them as though you have a high expectations of them. Like, you don't treat them with low expectations. Like, you're probably too stupid to understand this, but I'll try anyway. You know, that type of stuff. You treat them as though you respect your audience's ability to understand. And people appreciate being respected intellectually. Okay, and they go, okay, well, this person, you know, seems all right. He's down to earth. He's calm. He's treating me well. He's not, you know, when he wants to share something. People like that. Like, and you're not going to get anywhere going around calling people sheeple. You're really, really, really not. And I think you could, because if you've been swimming in it for so long, the truth, you know, and conspiracy stuff, you get jaded, you get blackpilled, you feel like everything's terrible, everything, there's no hope, everything's awful, and you're angry. And you don't know what to do with this anger, so naturally you're just going to take it out on the next guy, aren't you? And you're going to take it out on, like, the nebulous hive mind and all the people within it, you know, the drones within the system. But I would say try to remember they are still people. And there is this side tangent phenomena within the conspiracy world where people do literally refer to them as NPCs and quite literally believe there are people walking around who don't have souls in one descriptor of giving this example, or like they don't have an essence, or they don't actually think, or they're not actually here, they're not present, so they're just machines running the programming, you know, and they're not actually really human. They're not really people. And there's actually only a few real people in the world, you know, and everybody else is just like filler that's been put there by, I don't know, the evil demiurge from the Gnostic perspective or something to keep us trapped in the system, you know, and the evil, I don't know, like whatever worldview you've got. But this is a prominent view growing in the truth of culture that some people aren't real people. And I would say that's very dangerous. It's not biblical either, I would say. Now, look, there's wheat and the tares analogy in the Bible. I get it. You know, that there are bad people in the world who are certainly aligned with their father, Satan, you know, but even they're still people. Like, they're still humans who have just chosen the dark side, shall we say, willingly and openly. You know, I would say that's more what the tares and the wheat analogy is. And there is something to be said for maybe the Nephilim bloodline out there, which are living, breathing, thinking, feeling entities. But they are certainly not of God's design or they weren't ordained. The breath of life in them wasn't from God. Are they alive? Technically speaking, yes, you know, but are they everywhere scattered among us? I don't think so. I don't really believe that. No, I think the real Nephilim are very few in number and hidden or wiped out and only in spirit form these days. There may be some elites around who believe themselves to be the descendants of the Nephilim in some way, but they seem pretty damn human to me. You're looking at them, you know, and I think if there's any DNA of Nephilim in people, then it's probably in all of us from this point, you know, some kind of corruption, which is why the Bible's about being born again and renewed in the body, in the mind, in the spirit, and all these type of things. But this idea that, you know, some people aren't real, I can only see like bad results when you take that thinking to its logical conclusions. And I think people need to think about, let's play out the ideas. Okay, so some people aren't real. We're surrounded by fake humans, you know, and there's nothing actually going on inside them, and they're actually evil because at any minute they can just do the evil control system's bidding and get us, you know, that type of stuff. It's like, all right, well, if that's the case, then, and you can apply this to any theory like this, like some humans are all lizard people or that type of stuff, you know, there's hidden reptilians among us. Like, if you can apply this logic to a lot of that way of thinking, like so, like NPC or reptilian or whatever, you know, but lead that to its logical conclusion. It's like, well, that means we need to get them before they get us, right? Like, we outnumber them. It's kind of who we, and you go around and start dictating, like, that person's not real. You start being the arbiter of truth, and you get to be the judge and jury and executioner of who is and isn't a real human, because of hunch, because they spoke funny, or their eyes moved in a weird way, or the way their posture is, or something like that. You can be your own framework for how you can decipher who is and isn't a real person, and then what are you going to do then? Okay, so you've discovered that person over there isn't real. Okay, they're a sheep, they're a tear, they're an NPC, they're a real lizard or something, like whatever it is, like they're not real. They're an agent of the devil or the archons or something like that. And so what are you going to do? What's your next step? Okay. Now, an extreme person who's really, really lost in that paranoia and fear may do something extremely rash and hurt people. It can happen. Like, and you know, when I'm saying this, this is logical. That's the logical conclusion, right? Arm up and fight back. Okay, start a revolution against the fake people or something like that. And I'm not saying that will happen, but individuals may see upon themselves as the saviors who need to do these things. And then you could end up murdering or killing a husband, a wife, a child who has parents, or a parent. You can end up harming an innocent person who's not who you thought they were. You know, because on your hunch. And it's kind of, I can only see, even in the extreme logical conclusions, where let's say everybody believes this is the case, then you're going to end up committing genocide. You're going to kill an entire race or group or genus of people because those aren't real people. You know what I mean? Like, and that philosophy will only end up in some kind of eugenics, genocidal, murderous outcome. That's the only result when you lead it to its logical conclusions, because there's not enough room for both of us, right? We can't have fake lizard people walking around and humans simultaneously. Like, it's that type of thing. Like, you've got to really think about these things before you say them. So next time you're out there and you're like, that person's a sheep, that's a sheeple, really think about what you're saying. You've just dehumanized somebody. You've just made them less than you. And in your own mind, you've become a narcissistic psychopath who thinks you're better than everybody else. Like, you've elevated yourself above thousands of millions of people. And you're now like, they can't teach me anything. To quote Connor from The Call of Con, this is kind of what he was saying, you know. You can't teach, I know it all. I know more than you. You're all just stupid idiots who haven't bothered to do any research for yourself, and you're lesser than me now. I've ascended with my knowledge above you in some way. And you kind of come like a narcissistic douchebag. And again, you're not going to reach anybody looking like, acting like that. And it's kind of, you check yourself. Remember, you were a sheep at one point. You were asleep at one point. You didn't know this stuff at one point in the past. That's just a person who needs help. A person who needs help. Okay? They're people. Sheeple are people. So there you go. That's the tip today. I can repeat myself ad nauseum on this one. I think I've gone down enough random side tangents to kind of justify this point, but it's good practice. Please remember, if you're in the truth bin and have been there for a while, not to devalue and degrade other human beings in the process, because we're all in this together. We are all under the thumb of the control mechanisms. We are all kind of victims in this, and we're all at different levels and stages of awareness of the realities of these situations. So have some patience, have some love for your fellow brothers and sisters, your fellow man, your neighbor, okay? Treat people with kindness and love and respect and patience. and understanding and preach the truth, do what you can, spread it as much as you can, but understand as well, people are not going to readily accept it. And that's what all the other tips have been trying to explain to you as well. And there's a struggle, there's a fight, there's a process. But in that process, do not lose sight of the fact that we are all victims and those people need help. So there you go, guys. Thanks for listening. And as always, God bless.
I want you to get together.